broken resistance. Many deserters in Jötztal refused military service only toward the end of the war. However, the story of Franz Schöpf, documented by the Langenfeld parish priest Rudolf Schöpf, shows that some individuals resisted from the very beginning. Franz Schöpf, a 41-year-old carpenter and precision mechanic from Astlein, was known in the village for his outspoken opposition to National Socialism. People often labeled him a communist, though this may not have been true. At the time, anyone with opposing political views was quickly branded as such. Franz Schöpf seemed unconcerned about public opinion or political conformity. Unlike many others, he refused both to align with the regime and to be drafted into the Wehrmacht. In 1938, the German Reich began registering all able-bodied men for military service. Franz Schöpf defied this process and reportedly spoke disparagingly about Hitler and his policies. He was said to have remarked, "Greater Germany is big enough for me, let Hitler fight his own war." As a result, he was reported to the authorities and arrested in December 1938. Without a trial, the Gestapo transferred him to Dachau concentration camp in February 1939. The SS registered him as a protective custody prisoner, indicating the political nature of his arrest. In September 1939, Schöpf was moved to the Mauthausen concentration camp, where he endured forced labor, likely in the camp's quarry. On February 10, 1940, he was murdered. His family received an urn containing ashes, though it is unlikely they were truly his remains. The family itself came under suspicion. In March 1940, the Gestapo detained Otto Schöpf, the brother of Franz, for a week, suspecting him of listening to foreign radio broadcasts. News of Franz Schöpf's fate spread quickly throughout the Jötztal, reinforcing the climate of fear and discouraging others from openly resisting the regime.